And good morning once again, and welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The sun is kind of peeked behind some clouds now. It started off real bright and sunny as we came into work this morning, but now some clouds have moved in. Temperature remains at 73 degrees at our downtown studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. And to start off here in hour number two and spend some time with the Honorable Mayor of Wausau, Doug Dinion. Mayor, thank you for coming back in and joining us here in studio.
Hey, good morning, Chad. Another great day to be in Wausau.
Absolutely. Middle of summer, enjoying some of the warmer weather, and your first summer as mayor. It's not the thing about it. When was Inauguration Day again?
April 16th.
So it's not been that long. I mean, it's only been a few months here. Are you enjoying the work right now?
I'm enjoying the work. We're looking at, I guess, about 86 days, 87 days, something like that. And, you know, I've only had one night in the last 80-some days that I didn't sleep well, but pretty much take it as it comes.
Fantastic. To begin with, before we talk about some of the issues going on here in the city of Wausau, obviously as a country, this weekend was a tough weekend. You just hate to see anything like we saw in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Somebody is a political leader and somebody that, you know, you get involved in discussions and sometimes arguments when it comes to issues. I wanted to get your perspective on the best way of moving forward in this era of our country, of our area, in terms of having battles of ideas, having discussions with people that we may disagree with. And I think if we're lucky, we all have friends that we disagree with, that we don't all think the same way, and we have people that we like immensely that we may disagree with. During your political work, and again, I know that you've had a lot of work outside of politics, not a lot really in terms of political work. How do you look at the battle of ideas and having discussions with maybe people that you disagree with, that in a healthy way and healthy for democracy?
Yeah, and it is a battle. One has to have thick skin, and I look at certain things a little differently now that I'm here, but there was times I look back years ago when I was a keyboard warrior, and it's easy. And I think you have to work at it and lead by example. I've had a few newspaper articles I disagreed with, but I'm trying to take the approach that, hey, they're doing their job, you're doing your job as a reporter. Nobody's perspective is the same, so I can't come in and clean up every nuance to the story. We just have to continue to respectfully understand that, you know, sometimes people aren't right, sometimes you're wrong, but we keep on sticking to our principles of honest and open debate, and hopefully the truth rises to the top.
In the last 3+ months or so since you've been the mayor of Wausau, I think I may have asked you this the last time you were in here. Anything surprising you at this point? Have things been, in terms of expectations, has the work been what you expected so far?
So far, it has. I think there are a few more hidden problems, or I shouldn't say hidden, but maybe issues that weren't necessarily looked at before that I'm trying to get a closer look at. I'm also a little disappointed that we sometimes have process fights as opposed to issues, because I'm really willing to win and argue and win on the issues. I don't like to get caught up in a process where, you know, we're trying to game the system, and let's just get everything on the table and discuss it. Vote if we have to and move on.
Is it in your mind maybe an idea that if you can't win on the ideas, you're going to try to find ways to stop processes through technicalities?
Sure. I was disappointed we had that pilot discussion, if you want to get into one of the issues.
We are going to get into that, yes.
Council voted 6-5 to duck the question before going on their summer holiday. So, it wasn't something that I thought was a very controversial issue, but they chose to kick the can down the road as opposed to face the music.
I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes, but I wanted to actually start off because I sit here every day and I look out the window and I see a big hole now, which is a good thing because for the longest time we weren't seeing really much going on across the street here in downtown Wausau, and it's come to the old mall site. I guess I was looking for a bit of an update because from time to time, in fact, especially during some of the afternoons, I'll get a little rumbling here in the building because they're actually doing some work. Could you give us a little update on what we're seeing just across the street here?
Sure. That's going to be the site of the Foundry on 3rd. It's going to be 155-unit apartment complex with commercial space on the first floor. As far as the reports we have, everything is going smoothly. They are going to be coming a little more your way here because they need to get that ramp so the trucks can get up and down. So you might lose a parking stall out here. I don't know if that news got to you yet, but they will be finishing up where they can get the foundation and the footings in. Looking good. So I mean, if you're just a tourist here in town, you see construction here, you go over across from the Dudley, you see some nice green grass growing over there now in the place of the former McClellan Street ramp. That's going to be eventually RFP'd into another purpose. I think maybe the answer is things are looking up here in Wausau in the development front.
What is the time frame right now? I know we've heard a lot about time frames. Is there a set time frame that you expect to see what we're hoping for here in downtown Wausau?
Sure, it's an 18-month schedule. We're looking to be, or I shouldn't say we, they are looking to be completed by the end of 25, and they should be starting to fill the units first quarter of 26. So, it's not that far down the road now. You can probably put it on a calendar. And
how important is this project for Wausau? I mean, because it seems as though here downtown, and obviously any community wanting to have a vibrant downtown, we are very fortunate to have, I think, a very vibrant downtown. I've really enjoyed our less than a year here in downtown. How important is this project? What is it going to mean for the city?
It's a catalyst, and if you take a walk up and down the street, which I do once or twice a week, come up and down 3rd Street, and there's a little more buzz in the air. People are excited about it. You talk to the folks over here at Home Furniture, their sales are up because you mm-hmm. can see them. You see some progress. I think it's cool. We have just down the street here. We have I'm going to forget the name of the contest, but our Adam Jam Goshen from Chow received second place in a prestigious chef's contest. We have some premier things going on right here in Wausau, and I think there's a few more things coming down the pike. I've met with some developers last week. Too soon to announce, but you're going to start seeing things percolate, I believe.
Oh, come on. You can break a little news here. You can say that, you can announce it right here, right now, and be able to do it and feel really good about it. No, I know. I understand the processes matter. Processes definitely matter. But I just do think that it's a real positive to see finally the work being done, because I think there was a frustration where you're kind of, it's been a while since the mall has gone away, and I look at it and say there's a hole out there, and that's a hole within our downtown that we do need to fill. Bottom line, I mean, it's good that we're seeing those steps forward, and I think, and as much I think intellectually, emotionally, it's been important, because I think when you didn't see the work happening, I think there was a little bit of a worry, wasn't there?
Oh, sure. When the weeds were starting to overtake the place, and you, you drive by day after day after day, and it was just the weeds were getting taller is all you really saw. So, you know, it timing, like you said, is everything. For whatever reason, it wasn't able to happen a year ago. We're in a better spot today. And, you know, I do think it's positive. And things get momentum. You know, it's the old broken window theory. Or when I was a kid, we moved into a kind of a rough neighborhood, and my dad painted our house. This is in the early 60s. And the next thing you know, the neighbors paint their house. Mm-hmm. And then the one across the street paints their house. And before long, the entire block has recovered and is nobody want everybody wants to either keep up with the Joneses, or they want to make sure that, you know, it good things attract other good things.
We are talking to the mayor of Wausau, Doug Denny, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We're coming up on, we have to take a quick timeout. I don't want to jump into the water issue, which has been such a vital one. We're going to wait to do that coming up. So we're going to come back here in just a couple of minutes, talk about issues with the mayor. We're going to talk about, again, the water issue. We're going to talk a little bit about lead pipes. We're going to talk generally, again, about other updates that the mayor thinks that we should know about here in the city of Wausau. Again, you can join us by sending a text if you have a question, 715-382-9297, or just join us on our Facebook page, facebook.com. We have a video stream, and you can also make questions or comments right there as well. Again, you can join us, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So we will come back with more with the mayor of Wausau, Doug Denny. Straight ahead, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And you can, again, join us by going to facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, and check us out on our video stream as well. The time is 9:21. Again, some clouds moving in, 73 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Joined by Mayor Doug Denny of Wausau. And, okay, Mr. Mayor, let's talk water and water bills, and something that's been sort of on the itinerary for city residents and city officials here for quite a while. And we've seen in the last couple of weeks some discussions about the pilot program, and talking about perhaps some either some changes or some ideas of a proposal that you had made to the council to move this forward as well. I guess let me open it to you to kind of give us an update on what you proposed, why the council may have said no, and where do we stand right now? Because obviously you ran as for mayor talking about water rates, and you're looking for ideas and trying to find ways to lower water rates. What's been going on?
Well, very simply, the pilot is a payment in lieu of taxes. So it's a portion.
Which makes a lot of sense. P-I-L-O-T.
That's it. That's it. So it's a portion of your water bill, which when you get your water bill, they show a meter charge. I think they show the hydrant charge, and then they show your water consumption. And then a portion of that is sewer. But under the water consumption portion, which also drives how the sewer is calculated, you would assume that you're just paying for water, but you're not. A portion of that goes back to the city, to the general fund, to be spent on other things like roads, police, things that you are not expecting when you're using your water bill. And we can get into the philosophy of whether that's good or bad. I tend to think that it's in the long run bad because, you know, it's a hidden tax. And philosophically, you expect 100% of your water bill to be going toward water or the things that are expressed on the bill to you as details.
Well, let me ask you then, because you just said that a couple of the items that this hidden tax goes towards are rather important items as well. Say you take away this pilot and you put all that money towards where it's in the idea where it's supposed to be. Wouldn't then funding have to be found in other ways to police and
well,
others?
Sure. And that's the argument. I use those two. I probably shouldn't have used an example because it goes into the general fund. It is not earmarked toward those.
Okay,
that would be maybe a different story
People
then would know. So, this is a policy question. It was whether or not the pilot should be taken on. And I was just, a little disappointed before going on their summer holiday that they didn't want to discuss it. So really what happened is the council voted not to discuss the issue. And what the issue was, I was looking to get some guidance as to how much we could reduce the water bill. And I was shooting for a 10%, as I thought it was a reasonable amount. I telegraphed it in my newsletter, or in the city quarterly newsletter, that I was going to ask council for this. So to act like they were surprised and they needed more information, is disingenuous, because, in politics, I think delaying tactics are used to kill measures, not necessarily advance them. So this wasn't the end of the conversation. All I was looking to do was to get it going, because we were given the guidance back last November to get working on this. They want to wait until August, so we're really quibbling here now about a month. The budget needs to get going in earnest by October. So, we'll get back to it.
I saw you quoted in a story in the pilot saying that this was not about any specifics when it comes to policy, that you're looking for guidance. Could you explain what that meant, and what was the steps that you were kind of looking to take here?
Sure. So the last resolution in November just said that the Finance Committee and the Water Commission would report back on the impact the pilot is having on the water utility. Well, I can tell you, it's not a very difficult calculation. We take in about $12.5 million. We expend about $12.6 or $7 million. And in between there, part of that expenditures is $1.59 million, which is a pilot payment going back to the city. If you run the utility, and I'm president of the Wausau Water Commission, mm-hmm. I chair that, mm-hmm. so I'm wearing two hats here, you would look at that, your P&L, and say, where can we save money? And when $1 and $8 are going out the window to the city, and I would like to do some utility work, or I'd like to add personnel, that's one area where you look at the P&L and you do that. The other thing is, I said this, and I'm going to not quote the person correctly, but expectations not stated are expectations never met. So the original guidance just said, hey, we're going to report back. The original guidance didn't say, let's look to cut it. I mean, they could report back, and mm-hmm. the council would say, "Hey, let's lower it 100,000." I don't know that what they were going to think of, but I was trying to put some goals there for them. And to me, 10% decrease in water, And I also know some areas where I think we can work on and find this and maybe make it revenue neutral, so offset it. But we have to get into that, and I can't go down that road until they give us a little guidance.
Would you disagree with the council president who says that you're just throwing a dart, saying 10%, trying to cut 10%, and that this is an irresponsible way of doing it?
Oh, I would 100% disagree, because, if I would have said 50%, yeah, that's a dart. If I would have said 10% is based on the fact that, you look at the numbers, we're $12.5 million in fees. We have $1.6 million, roughly, in expenses to the utility. Back to the general fund. There's more than 10% right there. So reducing the pilot, let's take half of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's pretty close to 6-8%, and I've got some ideas for where we can find the rest of it. But it's doable. I've done some of the math. It is doable. We just chose apparently not to discuss it.
Do you think, and again, we just have a minute before we have an information update and we'll come back, but if you do, take some of the money from the pilot and move it towards, water rates and the like, how do you replace that money within the general fund? Do you have ideas on that, or is that just a further discussion?
Well, sure, that's further discussion. That's where we have to put together a bare-bones budget for 2025. We're really going to have to, and we talked about this in the past with some of the zero-based budgeting. I've looked at some of these things already, kind of planning ahead. There may be another avenue. It may be through sewer. It may be through there's other ways to do this. Maybe I shouldn't have been so focused on the pilot, but
we'll come back in just a moment. Talk more with Mayor Doug Denny here on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. At home show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, we are in studio with Wausau Mayor Doug Denny. But before we move on to other issues, to finish up the water discussion, talk about the pilot. Are there any other things in the hopper in terms of ideas, how to lower the rates, or is this right now the main focus, the pilot aspect?
Well, the pilot was really the starting point, and it really goes back to the end of last year when we had the budget, and it was proposed. If you recall, there was quite a battle back then. Alder Killian from District 3 asked to have the pilot eliminated, taken to zero. That, of course, didn't go over very well at the budget meeting. Mm-hmm. And I offered that we reduce it by $100,000 and try to take it down over the course of 10 or 15 years. And that, of course, failed. But out of that came the discussion that residents have expressed when we all knocked on doors. They're concerned about water rates. Every alder who was in a contested race, you can look at their pilot and review or city pages, answers to their questions, and they all talked about water rates. So they all know this is an issue for residents. Mm-hmm. So let's put it on the front burner. I put it in our newsletter. It's one of my four bullet points. So they knew this was a priority. Let's talk about it. I want to give every council member and every citizen who they represent an opportunity to put issues on the table for a discussion. I don't expect to win every argument, but I expect to at least get a voice at the table for everybody.
Let's talk about budget, because that's something as well you talked about during the campaign and talked about your philosophy when it comes to budgeting. And budgeting is never too far off the road. It's always something that's out there, and that's something, again, one of the items that City of Wausau residents saw in the quarterly newsletter. let's start again with your basic philosophy about budget, because this will be, as mayor, the first time that this process is going with you at the head of the mayor's office, the government here in Wausau. Talk again about your philosophy when you start thinking about budgeting for the city.
Well, the tradition here has been that we do this cost to continue. So we look at what we did last year, add in inflation, add in raises, and call that cost to continue. Now what do we do to add more spending, which they call supplemental spending? I think we should look at it from a standpoint of, is the prior year spending, is that cost to continue justified? And the way you do that is, the first thing you do is you just take a high-level approach and look at an org chart. Are there too many layers of management? Are there too many managers? Is there confusing report to structures? Do we have duplications of effort? And I call it the zero-based budgeting process. That's the first thing you do, is you look at the org chart, find out, and then start drilling in from there. We're not going to do it on every department this year, but we're going to pick one or two departments. Parks might be one. I had another one. I think finance. We're going to look at some of our outside legal fees. So there's areas where we can drill down a little bit. But that would be what I would call the first look at the budget, is how are we structured and is it fit what our mission is?
How difficult do you think this process will be? Where do you think in terms of where the city is? Because sometimes there are, sometimes it's harder in some years than other years. How do you think this process is? Is the city in a pretty good position right now as you go into that?
No. Okay. It's a cloudy position right now, and I'll tell you why. And it's there's too many variables. One is the citywide revaluation or the reassessments, state mandated assessments based on a very wild and market in housing, especially in that low to middle income housing bracket. So some people, unfortunately, it's unavoidable, are going to see some double digit tax increases because of the unequal nature in which the market drove those prices. So we have to watch out for that. Some years you can afford to inch up on the tax levy. This year we cannot afford to raise taxes because people just by their revaluations may see some tax increase. The other thing is all the spending that was promised in the past 5 years, is starting to come home to roost. We've put on positions. We've got 12 positions at the fire department that were put on grant money, some with ARPA, some with SAFER grants. That goes away. It goes on to the levy. Now you're talking $1.5 million. Drops right to the bottom line. We're going to have to try to find or comes off the bottom line. And there are several other granted positions. So some of this, the ARPA money, for example, that was $15 million of COVID money. That is coming to an end. Think of that, $15 million and we still end up adding debt. So I would argue we didn't manage our debt very well coming into this year. I don't want to be a shocker, but we can't afford to continue that negative momentum.
I know in talking to the previous mayor that always looking for these areas where funds can be found. Within your administration, are you looking, are you working with other members of government, whether at the state level, the federal level, in terms of trying to find some of that money that is available?
Sure. And all grants aren't created equally. This is something important when we get into the lead service line here in a little bit. We have grant money, but it's not 100% grant money. This year it's 2/3 grant, 1/3 loan. So anytime you get, if you can get money to pay for roads that you already know you're going to repair, that is great. If you get a grant money for something to spend on something you normally don't spend on, that's a whole nother story. So what that does is these grants tend to entice you into more spending and longer term spending. And that's a position we're in right now. We just turned down a grant and for for another piece of lead outreach that we cannot afford to staff. We would have to hire a full-time person up in economic development. There's a partial match. There are a lot of issues associated with it, a lot of strings attached that our staff did not feel comfortable taking on. So some grants are good. Not all grants are good.
Talking to Mayor Doug Denny of the city of Wausau here on Bow Falls Radio. Well, let's talk about the lead service line replacement. And that was another issue that's been in the news recently. I guess, what is the update? Where do we stand on that? What is the process that you're looking forward to moving forward on?
Well, there's two things probably going on right now, and both of them are a little surprising. One, I think some people were caught off guard, to include some alders, I'm surprised, that didn't understand that when we went into this accelerated process to remove lead service lines, basically going from a couple hundred a year to 8,000 in 5 years, it requires a lot of coordination. And in order to do some of that at that pace and to get the extra points from the federal and state grant money, they require a mandate, or they require an ordinance that has a mandate. It's surprising to me that that alders didn't recognize this when they were talking about it for a couple of years. The ordinance was drafted in 2021. So we're talking 3 years ago. The ordinance should have been addressed, whether we have it or not. It is not required. It just gives us more leverage with the grants. It also makes it easier to more methodically go through the city. As in the past, what we've done, we're about 100 or 200 a year, and we could probably do up to 500 a year, getting volunteers to take. We had some DNR grant money that funded about 4,000. It wasn't a complete installation, but it was a pretty good chunk of it. But to go through the city and get 8,000 lines on a volunteer basis is not very easy.
So how do you go about this then? Because there's, the idea of not putting the cost on the residents, but at the same time, it sounds as though that the financing is not there. Is it about slowing it down now at this point, or what is the idea moving forward?
Well, you know, that's the part that makes this so concerning, that we didn't forward look this. If you want to do an aggressive 8,000 lines in 5 years, you have to have a mandate that will allow you to be able to go street to street, block to block, and do that. And you also are potentially going to have some cost sharing. As it stood this year, we received 2/3 in grants, 1/3 in loan. Who's paying for that loan? The possibilities are that the homeowner picks up. So on a $5,000 installation, if you picked up a third of that, that's $1,500. And over 5 years, you'd have $300 special bill on your taxes. Or does the city pick that up? It was determined by osmosis or by intimation that it was going to be the city that paid for it. The flyers that went out were hung on doors, indicated it was going to be free of charge. Plenty of press releases indicating it would be free of charge. The council never voted to take that on as a free of charge situation. So this year, come August, we're going to be closing on these loans for about $2.1 million. That's the homeowner portion. So to say that it's free is incorrect. So let's just take that same number. Next year, it might be 50-50. It isn't always going to be 2/3, 1/3. But let's just use that number out over 8,000 lines. 8,000 lines is roughly 50% of our customer base of the home. So you're saying that we're going to give it to you for free, yet taking on all that debt, everybody is really paying for it. You're just paying for a little less. So that's a philosophical thing. To slow it down, you know, maybe that is the right move. But could you imagine being the contractor sitting here now, ramping up, scaling up the scope for an 8,000 pace? This year they're doing 53. Next year, they're going to do 1,500 to 1,800 and then ramp up to 2,000 to finish these out. And now council members are having second thoughts. And, you know, that's what kind of signal is that to send a partner that, well, we'll just slow it down if we don't have the money. They clearly didn't think this through. And, you know, continuing to delay in resolving this issue just puts us in more of a pickle. You know, the previous council approved the contract, the Community Infrastructure Partners, known as CIP, and took us down a path to an accelerated replacement. But they didn't finish the task by passing the requisite ordinance. So whether or not we have the ordinance or not is not up to me. I don't like the thought of a mandate, but we have the cart before the horse. We're already digging up and doing installations, and now we're coming back saying, hey, what do we do about the ordinance? I think it was a hot potato they didn't want to get into, but I think we owe it at least to the contractor so that they can plan. You know, what are we going to do? And let's just say that we don't have an ordinance. That's okay, too. It just may make it harder, you know, to go at the pace we were. You know, I don't live in a fantasy world. It's up to the council to make the choice here, either pass it or not. If they pass the ordinance, they should be prepared. If they don't pass the ordinance, they should be prepared to end the contract with CIP and go back to 500 lines per year. Or you double down on your effort to get this 8,000 done and pass the ordinance. Their call. Seven of the alders sitting in the room today were here when they passed this, and six of them voted for it.
Mayor Doug Denny of Wausau, really appreciate you coming in and spending most of the hour with us. Have a great day, and we'll have you back again real soon.
Hey, that last one was a little deep, but I'll come back and talk anytime.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, start of a new work week. Monday, the 15th day of July of 2024. You know what July 15th is, Ian? It's 715 day.
Yes.
715, 715, 715.
For most.
That's what,
most phone numbers are just in Wisconsin.
Well, most here in our area.
Most in our area.
Yeah, like there's other 414 and 608 and 920.
Those bunch telemarketer of calls we keep getting on our phones.
Bunch of others here in the state of Wisconsin. But today, July the 15th, is 715 day. So here in central Wisconsin, we can acknowledge that. It is day number 197. We are closing in on day number 200 of this year, day number 197 of 2024. There are 169 days remaining this year. Some famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back on July the 15th of 1606, what is that, 418 years ago today, the painter Rembrandt was born in Leiden, the Netherlands. On this date in 1935, the country's first parking meter was unveiled in Oklahoma City on the corner of First Street and Robinson Avenue. On this date in 1996, MSNBC, 24-hour all-news network, made its debut on cable TV and the internet. On this date in 1997 in Miami, serial killer Andrew Cunanan gunned down Johnny Versace outside his home. This day, 18 years ago today, we mentioned that our stream is not on X today. Uh-huh. And you know what X used to be?
Twitter.
It was on.
We used to say tweets all the time.
Yep. But it was on this.
I still say that.
On this date, 18 years ago, July the 15th, 2006, Twitter was launched. And I have no idea why you would change the name, because it had so much cachet. I mean, it was
easier to say. It's like,
Twitter.
I'll tweet that out to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Like, and X can mean so many different things.
People remember Twitter.
Exactly.
Twitter, but not everybody remembers X.
On this date in 2016, Stranger Things debuted on Netflix. Starring Millie Bobby Brown, Winona Ryder, David Harbour, Finn Wolfhard, became a big hit on Netflix. Mm. And on this date in 2022, it was reported that police in Germany were hunting for thieves that stole 500 cases of urinal cakes from a truck transporting them. The driver had parked to take a nap. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Author, writer Arianna Huffington, who co-founded the Huffington Post, is 74. Actor Terry O'Quinn, best known for Lost, The West Wing, and Alias, but I remember him most for a great show back in the late 1990s named Millennium. Terry O'Quinn is 72 years old today. Actor Willie Ames of Eight is Enough and Charles in Charge is 64. Actor Forrest Whitaker is 63. Bridget Nielsen is 61. Also, Scott Foley, actor from Felicity and Scandal, is 52 years old. Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210 is 51 years old today. Actor and comedian Gabriel Iglesias is 48. Actor Diane Kruger of Inglourious Basterds is 48. Actor Laura Benanti is 45. And Taylor Kinney of Chicago Fire, 43 years old today. And if you're celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Special events this week and today. It is Everybody Deserves a Massage Week. It is Independent Retailers Week. It is Zookeeper Week. It is Global Hug Your Kids Day. It is Gummy Worm Day. I Love Horses Day. Be a Dork Day.
I'm a dork every day.
I think same here. It is Get Out of the Doghouse Day. So if you're in the doghouse, get out today. Give Something Away Day. Respect Canada Day. I've respected Canada every day, but respect yeah, Canada Day. It is Tapioca Pudding Day, Orange Chicken Day, and Pet Fire Safety Day.
Mm. Very nice.
All right. Time for the start of a new week.
That's right.
After last week's glorious week of 4 out of 5 correct.
Now the pressure is really on to see if I can
tell you. You gotta
improve on that record.
You got to maintain it at the very least. But it's our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. Again, we give Ian 3 choices every day. So that means he should get 1 out of 3 because you have 3 choices. Based on the math, you should get 1 out of 3 correct for 33%. Mm-hmm. So every week, the goal is at least 33% for a winning week. And last week was 80% because you got 4 out of 5. That was a record week. Never had 4 out of 5 previously.
Good week.
Yeah. All right. The number for the day today is the most trees planted in one day.
Most trees planted
in one day. And I will say that day was July the 29th of 2019. They were planted by Ethiopia on that day as part of a national reforestation initiative called the Green Legacy Product.
Okay.
Project, I should say. All right. Is the correct answer 35.3 million trees, 353 million trees, 3.53 trillion trees? So is it 35.3 million? 353 million, 3.53 trillion.
Whew. Oh, boy.
Most trees planted in one day and planted by Ethiopia, July 29, 2019.
Okay, I'm just going to take a shot at this. I'm going to say B. I'm going to go with the middle answer. Start of the week, It's my final answer. I'm sticking with B.
All right. The most trees planted in one day is 353 million. So you got it right.
Nice.
So one for one this week. Staying red hot.
You're trying to throw me off with a trillion.
I know. I'm trying to throw you off. But
it would be impressive, though.
Very good. One for one.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks to Mayor Doug Denny for joining us. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library and more as well. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.